Psalm 89. I remind you, these are short discourses, thoughts on the psalm. Thoughts on Psalm 89, 52 verses. But I hope that what I say will be profitable. The theme of this psalm is very clear. It is the covenant. Verse 3, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. The covenant. The psalm opens with the first two verses. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. The love and faithfulness of God, and particularly revealed, specially revealed, in this glorious covenant. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. The psalmist goes on to work this out. In verses 5-8, he speaks of the uniqueness of God. The heavens praise your wonders, O Lord. For who in the skies above can compare with the Lord, and so on. Verses 9-13, it's not so simple as this, it's not so divided up as this, but from verse 9-13, it's God sovereignly working in creation and providence. Verse 14-18, we have the righteousness and justice and the rule and the sovereignty, the attributes of God, love and faithfulness. Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you and walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. You are their glory and strength. Our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. And then verse 19 again, and on for many verses. The glorious covenant. You once spoke in vision to your faithful people, you said, I have bestowed strength on a warrior. I have exalted a young man from among the people. I have found David my servant, and so on. In that covenant, of course, with David and his people, verse 30, if his sons forsake my law and do not follow my statutes, if they violate my decrees and fail to keep my commands, I will punish them with their sin with the rod, their iniquity with flogging. But, verse 35, once for all I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But God has now, it seems, gone away from Israel, rejected Israel, been angry with his anointed one, verse 38 and on. Indeed, the psalmist says, you have renounced the covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown. You have broken through all his walls. Israel is down, because God hasn't violated his covenant. It is Israel. But the psalmist finally turns to prayer, verse 46. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Come back to us. Remember, O Lord, remember, return, show your faithfulness. You swore to David. This is what the psalmist is doing here. He's exalting God in the covenant, and he closes with worship. Verse 52, praise be to the Lord forever. Amen and amen. As I say, the overall teaching of this psalm is very plain. It is the covenant. And in the first instance, this covenant is with David as king of Israel. It is the time when Nathan spoke to him. The time before that, even in the fields, when God had raised him up. And from a shepherd boy, had made him the king of Israel. And so the prophecy and the rejoicing of this psalm is about David's kingship. Once for all, verse 35, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever, like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. But it's very clear that present-day Israel, Israel after AD 70, even before that, something had broken down in this covenant, as it were. What do you mean? Well, there was no king on the throne of Israel in the time of the birth of Christ, for example. There was no king in David's line. There hasn't been a king in David's line for hundreds of years, 2,000 years and more. There has been no king on the throne of David, and yet the promise is here. Ah, say some, but in the millennium the kingdom will be restored. But that's a restoration. But this prophecy is a continuation forever, established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky. And the prophets speak of this. Jeremiah speaks of this. So what is the interpretation of this? Well, in the first instance, it is, of course, King David, literally so. But, of course, it is Christ. It is Christ. Isaiah 42 verse 6, Isaiah 49 verse 8, Christ is given for the covenant to the people. The continuation is in Christ. He is the great king, the great head of the covenant. You remember the angel speaking to Mary about the birth of the Christ. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be the great. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. Christ is the covenant. Christ is the David here. Luke 1, verse 31 and on, speaks of this. And then, of course, we have Zechariah's song, announcement of his son and so on. What do we get there? Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn, the strength of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies, and so on. The prophecy of Christ again. Christ is the covenant. And Psalm 89 is first instance about Israel and the covenant with Moses, yes. In David, yes. And Israel forsaking that covenant in verse 30, if his sons forsake my law and do not keep follow my statutes and so on. Yes, that is the first interpretation and meaning of this psalm. David and Israel. But it is in the new covenant, in Christ, in the everlasting covenant, the everlasting kingship of Christ. All power is given unto me, all authority in heaven and earth. Christ has reigns as king, even now, though it is not visible to us in the sense that openly displayed. But Christ is the head of the covenant. I have given him for a covenant to the people. Listen to Dr. Watts, Isaac Watts, speaking on this. Hear what the Lord in vision said and made his mercy known. Zion, behold, your help is laid on my almighty love. High shall he reign on David's throne, my people's better king. His arm shall beat his rivals down, and still new subjects bring. Me for his father and his God he shall for ever own. Call me his rock, his high abode, and I'll support my son. My firstborn son, arrayed in grace, at my right hand shall sit. Beneath him angels know their place, and monarchs at his feet. My covenant stands forever fast. My promises are strong. Firm as the heavens, his throne shall last. His seed endure as long. That is Isaac Watts. But you may be saying, what does all this mean to me? Child of God, King Jesus is the head of the covenant, and you're in covenant with him. He is your king, he is your sovereign. And God has everlastingly bound himself to you in him. Before the foundation of the world, he set up Christ as the head of the covenant. In prophecy and in decree, and then it came in prophecy, and now in his birth it came that he came into the world. And Christ is head of this covenant for you. All is for you. As Israel failed to keep the covenant in her day, oh, what a lesson for us. May we not fail it. And they lost so much. May we abide in Christ, John 15. May we continue in him, rejoicing in him, and resting in his covenant love. Unbeliever, this is what you need to be in covenant with Christ, with God. With outside of Christ, you're in Adam, dead in sins. Christ is the only answer. Christ, the head of the covenant. But let me just close with a hymn by Francis Ridley Havergal. If you want to see the spiritual consequences and benefits and joys that flow from being in covenant with Christ and having Christ as your covenant head, then listen to this. Jehovah's covenant shall endure, all ordered everlasting shore. O child of God, rejoice to trace thy portion in its glorious grace. 'Tis thine, for Christ is given to be the covenant of God to thee. In him God's golden scroll of light, the darkest truths are clear and bright. O sorrowing sinner, well he knew ere time began what he would do, then rest thy hope within the veil. His covenant mercies shall not fail. O doubting one, eternal three are pledged in faithfulness for thee. Plead every promise sweet and sure, by covenant oath of God secure. O waiting one, each moment's fall is marked by love that planned them all. Thy times all ordered by his hand in God's eternal covenant stand. O feeble one, look up and see strong consolation sworn for thee. Jehovah's glorious arm is shown. His covenant strength is all thine own. O mourning one, each stroke of love a covenant blessing yet shall prove. His covenant love shall be thy stay. His covenant grace be as thy day. O love that chose, O love that died, O love that sealed and sanctified, O glory, glory, glory be, O covenant triune God to thee. And so it is, and so it is, and so shall it be. Let me close with the psalmist again. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, and I will not lie to David, that his line will continue forever, and his throne endure before me like the sun. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky.